This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. You know, when a woman gets married, you know the culture here in America where the woman takes on the husband's last name. What is the Islamic ruling in this? And can she keep, let's say, can she do this, like hyphenate her last name with his last name and make it where it is one? So what is the ruling in taking on the husband's last name?
Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam, Rasulullah. We know one of the ultimate goal of Sharia is to protect the lineage. So everybody knows where is my family, who are my family, what I descend from, what family I go back to, this lineage, and protecting that, because there is so many rules associated with that. For example, there is bir al-walidain, even to old grandparents. So your children knows who your grandparents, great grandparents, and so forth. Even if they are dead, there's still responsibility to make dua for them, to know who they are. Also, financial support for cousins, uncles, aunts, and stuff like that. So knowing your lineage, also there is financial, I said, responsibility, dua, visitations, and also marrying the mahram, the mahram, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a lot of rules related to it. That's why Islam cares so much about making sure that the lineage is known and protected. So when you take somebody else's lineage or family, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ادعوهم لآبائهم هو أقصط عند الله. يعني, make sure that you call them and make sure that they have the name of their family, their fathers, and fathers here, forefathers, and et cetera. So when you say, for example, my wife would say, hey, my name is so-and-so Basyuni. That's not your grandfather. Okay? If this is the case, we say also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fil Bukhari wa Muslim, whoever claim himself to a tribe that is not from it should not expect a place except a place in hellfire, or expect a place in hellfire for yourself. To claim that you're from a certain family or a tribe which is not yours, that make it a major sin. And I said it, Hadith Bukhari Muslim. There's many other hadith, very, very strict in the wording about not to call yourself or to claim a father to you who's not yours, or a family that is not yours. Somebody might have a counter argument. Said, when I say my last name and I'm married, it's known culturally that this is not my last name, it is my husband's last name. Okay? So I'm not really, nobody understand that this is my grandfather. So these ahadith not applicable to our situation here. And I understand that, but that's why I'm not going to categorize it like the same categorization of a major sin, like someone claimed to be from a family that he doesn't belong to. But still, there is something not correct here. First, that's not the way Islam also has a culture, has to be respected and adopted in certain area. And part of it, the issue of naming, you know, and the issue of naming and how the family structure are. And definitely not in the Muslims at all culture or practice that they ever... a wife will take her husband's last name. You know, as a matter of fact, if you trace back why a wife would take last name, you might be surprised the history behind it. And for us, we believe when you marry this man, you don't take his last name. He doesn't own you. You still have your entity. You still have your family. Right. You still have your, you know, and your children need to know who you are and what kind of family you came from. And many times she's just forgotten where this woman came from and became like, you know, very strange. Like I've seen people, for example, who are not Arabs, but they have a very Arab last name, okay, or Indian last name, and they're not. And I said, how did you end up with that? Oh, I used to be married to someone who's that. Even not married anymore, but she still have that.
Yeah.
It costs money to keep the last name and stuff like that.
Right.
So how can you justify that? So with all this in consideration, I would say, unless there is a legal requirement from you to take the last name, you can take it legally, but make sure that in home, make sure in your family that you're known by your own last name.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know sister in the master. I don't know what's their family last name. I know their husband's last name. And they call them after their husband's last name.
Mm-hmm.
So they are forgotten. But if you're going to do that, make sure that at least known to the people, to the friend that the daily use is your own name.
Right.
Okay. But if we live in a culture that is put the wife's last name with the husband's last name and it became known to people, that's the custom that the very known to, I don't believe it's haram, but it will be in the very makruh area. Mm-hmm. But I will not say it is haram because there is nobody claiming that. It's so clear. Nobody ever will think this is my her grandfather, this is her family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people will know that this is just a name. It's like when you say, for example, Ibn Taymiyyah, that's his grandmother or grandmother. Mm-hmm. It's not someone like, it's not a grandfather. You know what I'm saying? So it is very known that this is not a lineage. It's very known that this is not a family name.
Mm-hmm.
Her own family or her tribe or her where family came from. That's what I stand on this issue.
All right. Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.